This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said his Wednesday meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin would be critical and that he'd offer to Moscow to cooperate on areas of common interest if the Kremlin so chooses. Mr. Biden characterized Putin as, quote, an adversary or someone who could be an adversary, end quote, and as bright and tough. Speaking at a news conference after a NATO summit in Brussels, the president said China and Russia were trying to split the transatlantic alliance and that while he was not seeking conflict with Russia, NATO would respond if Moscow, quote, continued its harmful activities, end quote. Mr. Biden also said the potential death of opposition leader Alexei Navalny, now jailed in Russia, would be a tragedy and would hurt Russian relations with the rest of the world and with the United States. Ukraine does not see the risk of U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin cutting a deal on Ukraine behind Ukraine's back, the foreign minister told a briefing in Kiev Tuesday. Mr. Biden and Putin meet in Geneva this week in their first meeting since Biden became president. Ukraine has told allies it would not accept any agreements reached in discussions where Ukraine was not present, the foreign minister said. Hong Kong's leader says her government is closely watching a nearby Chinese nuclear power plant following a news report that it might be leaking. Chief Executive Carrie Lam says government data shows radiation levels in Hong Kong are normal. Taiwan said a record 28 Chinese military aircraft, including fighter jets and nuclear-capable bombers, flew into its defense zone Tuesday as Beijing hit out at international criticism of its military posturing. The incursion came a day after NATO said China's increasingly aggressive military goals threatened international order. This is VOA News. Witnesses say at least 15 people were killed Tuesday in a suicide bombing at an army camp in the Somali capital, Mogadishu. A Reuters witness counted the bodies at a hospital. Officials there confirmed the dead were killed in an attack earlier in the day at an army camp. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Islamist group Shabab frequently carries out bombings in the Horn of Africa country. A Somali military officer told state media earlier Tuesday 10 new recruits had been killed and 20 others wounded when a suicide bomber detonated explosives at a checkpoint outside of a military training camp in the capital. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte says he will not cooperate with an investigation into the country's bloody war on drugs planned by the International Criminal Court, this according to his spokesperson Tuesday. Meanwhile, families of the victims cheered the probe. In what human rights groups described as a landmark step towards justice, the ICC prosecutor asked the court Monday to allow a full investigation into the killings and the brutal war on drugs, which Duterte unleashed when he took office in 2016. The European Union's foreign policy chief is hoping for rapid progress in EU-brokered negotiations aimed at resolving a long-lasting dispute between Serbia and Kosovo that remains a source of tension in the volatile Balkans. European Commission Vice President Josep Borrell Tuesday urged rival Balkan nations to, quote, seize the opportunity, end quote, of a new momentum and move forward in the talks that have been stalled since last year. 5 months after the attack on the U.S. Capitol, the Biden administration Tuesday will unveil new steps to combat the elevated threat posed by domestic terrorism. For now, it will not seek legislation to battle homegrown threats. Instead, a national strategy to be publicly unveiled by U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland. The administration seeks to increase information sharing, additional resources to identify and prosecute threats, and new deterrents to prevent Americans from joining dangerous groups. The new approach comes after the administration conducted a sweeping assessment earlier this year of domestic terrorism that labeled white supremacist and militia groups as top national security threats. The issue took on new urgency after the January 6th assault on the Capitol by supporters of former U.S. President Donald Trump who were trying to overturn Joe Biden's election victory. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.